This is the Real BS Show coming at you from the bowels of Union City. We're going to play a little Abba Dabba Dooba.
That sounds
some
good.
Old music with some powerful voices. Sit back and relax. This should be interesting. Take it away.
BS Show.
Coming at you from another angle here.
Yeah, another dimension.
Some powerful voices here.
Yeah, we're
I don't know, this sounded like interesting music, so.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Maybe take the light off of all this crazy nonsense. His news,
yeah.
It's in the...
Yeah, there's a lot of crazy news going on.
Yeah, depressing.
Yeah, we can sit here and play, do a whole ABBA show. They have so much good music.
Yeah, let's do something like that. Take our mind off, because it's getting crazy out there, folks, and it doesn't hurt to try to cheer everybody up.
Yeah.
Okay.
We got another one coming up here. You want to do that?
Yeah, let's just do it. Who cares what the name is? just play it.
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Bill, what do you think the winter is going to be like?
The winter?
Yeah.
The winter? I don't know. It's going to be cold, then it's going to be warm, then it's going to be cold. Probably snow a lot, then it quit snowing and all melt.
That's going to be
easy. It does that on my, that's why I cover up my wood piles, because because if you don't, you're going to, it snows and it melts and it snows, and you got a great big wood sickle.
So you think it's going to be half and half then? It's going to be like back and forth, half
yeah,
and half?
Probably, yeah, probably. Yeah, who knows? Yeah. Who knows? I quit listening to my weather forecaster on my telephone.
Uh-huh.
It keeps saying it's 0% chance of rain for the next 24 hours. And it rains the whole time. I said, that's it. I'm done. Yeah, 2 days in a row and did that. And I said, that's it. I'm done.
Yeah.
So, I mean, who can put that kind of stuff out and survive?
I know, right?
You know, if you work in some place and you were that far off, you'd get fired.
Higher failure rate, yeah.
You'd be fired in a minute.
Yeah, that's a huge failure rate. It's hard to predict the weather. That's one thing, you know.
Why do they do it then? Why do they, you know? The one I had in my old phone, that worked perfect. I mean, it was right on the money. One I got now is terrible. Just terrible.
I get you an app right now that's pretty decent I use, and it's pretty accurate. You know, back in the day when we did
I need one without commercials. It's just plump full of commercials.
Oh, I got you covered, Bill. I got one that does no ads. So back in the day, we did the Bill and Seth show back on the radio, and I remember the one time we did the weather report by the street.
Oh yeah,
we're gonna have to bring that back.
Block by block.
Yeah.
I hope nobody listening to us I doubt if we were accurate.
No, we weren't. It was kind of funny.
Yeah, it was.
People actually enjoyed that one. It was kind of a weird moment there in our history. And I remember those days because we probably were more accurate than some of the weathermen out there.
Yeah, right.
But it's a lot of money being put into getting accurate weather reports because you don't want to be flying in.
I just want to know when a tornado's coming.
Yeah, that's important.
I got to take cover.
When I was young, I was let's say about 10 to 12. My father and I used to chase storms that would potentially have tornadoes in them. And I remember that vividly. You know, going after these storms. It was kind of fun.
It's a big hobby out west, out in the Midwest, I guess you'd say. Kansas and them places, holy smokes.
Yeah.
Of course, you can see far away, too.
Yeah, it's all flat. Yeah. That's a weird thing to be living in a place where it's all flat. Wait, when you were living in Alabama, was it flat there?
Pretty flat. From the mid part of the state down, it was pretty flat.
Hmm.
We had a lot of tornadoes down there.
Right.
But you go up north, it was a little more mountainous, you know. But still, they got pretty violent. Tennessee had a lot of storms.
Yeah, yeah.
That's kind of flat on the western side.
Right.
But those tornadoes are violent, let me tell you.
Yeah, yeah, they are. Yeah.
Amazing.
The one that hit Union City, that's still stuck in my memory, how it twisted, I'm going to say about 100-year-old trees. There was these 100-year-old trees on South Ave, and it twisted those trees like a pretzel, and people were up there.
It's a wonder nobody got killed.
Yeah, I know, right? Especially afterwards, because when they were cutting those trees, they had tension on them, and those branches, which were the size, those branches were the size of trees. They would spring up. I remember that. I'm sitting there thinking these guys are standing on top of these trees, cutting the trees, and those trees were just springing up like a catapult. You know, like geez. So, hey, you know, somebody had to do it, you know?
Well, that was pretty wild, that's for sure. That's for sure. Let's listen to some more ABBA.
Yeah.
Abba Dabba Dooba.
Abba Dabba Dooba.
Chiquitita, tell me what's wrong. You're enchained by your own sorrow. In your eyes, there is no hope for tomorrow. How I hate to see you like this. There is no way you can deny. Chiquitita, tell me the truth. I'm a shoulder you can cry on. Your best friend, I'm the one you always sure of yourself. Now I see you broken and pleasant. Chiquitita, you and I.
Eternally, I was
so afraid, Fernando. We were young and full of life, and none of us prepared to die. And I'm not ashamed to say the roar of guns and cannons almost made me cry. I haven't seen a rifle in your hand. Can you hear the drums, Fernando? Do you still recall the fateful night we crossed the Rio Grande? I can see it in your eyes, how proud you were to fight for freedom in this land.
That sounds like the Real BS Show.
That's
to
right.
Me.
Yeah, yeah.
What does it sound like that
Fernando,
to you?
Fernando, yeah, yeah.
Do the same thing again.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. There's not a lot to talk about, really, is
yeah.
there? I mean, got cold last night. Yeah, holy smoke.
Yeah.
It was in the 30s.
Yeah. Not sure if I'm ready for winter completely, because it's
I'll have
you know.
To dig around and get my long johns out.
That's right.
Wool socks. I put them on in the fall, and I take them off in the spring.
Yeah, the wool socks are important. I think that's the key to it, is keep your appendages warm, then you'll be fine.
You well, know? I don't know. It's going to be a long winter. I just got a feeling already.
Yeah. I just, when I was stacking wood, I found a large caterpillar. It was probably like 2 inches long and
what
pretty
thick. What
does
that mean?
I don't know.
It means a warm winter or
something.
Cold winter?
Something.
Was he real fuzzy?
Oh, yeah, fuzzy and
oh,
fat.
Oh, well, then it's going to be a cold winter.
Yeah, it was a fat
he
boy.
He had his long johns on.
I had to move him out of the wood pile because I was like, what the heck is that? I couldn't tell.
He squished in there.
No, well, he curled up and then I pitched him out in the yard somewhere, so maybe a bird got him or something. I don't know. But that's nature, you know.
Hairy caterpillar bird.
Picked up by a hairy man. You know.
Well, let's do a couple more abadabadubas.
Abadabadoo.
Okay. We'll be right back. Oh, this is a real BS show.
Yeah, we just BS. BS around.
Yeah, you want to BS a little bit?
Yeah.
Where, about what?
You know, there could be anything. You know, the topics could be anything, you know. We're free to talk about anything.
Boy, that's a wide field there. I don't know where.
You mentioned about stoicism. How's that trip going?
Yeah, I'm trying to write down the different stuff, you know, about not getting revenge. And I can't remember all the different, so many different things, but a lot of it, I don't know. Like you say, the best thing is don't worry about things you can't control.
Yeah, that's one of the big takeaways I took.
Try to get rid of stress out of your life and, I don't know, count your blessings and forget the rest.
I think that's also a lesson I learned from is being grateful. You know, I think people get angry about it, saying, oh, you're just enabling all the problems in the world by being grateful. There's nothing wrong with being recognizing that.
You might live longer.
You might live longer. But also, you know, you think about your cortisol levels, you know, your stress hormones.
Well,
you know,
I never think about that.
But people, you know, they get angry if you're grateful for, you know, thinking about how you're living probably better than anybody 100 years ago. That we have more food supply than anything else, that we're living longer, that we're treating diseases better. We're, you know, we got so many things to be grateful for. And I sit there and think about it. Look back, you know, when your parents were alive, their parents and them probably didn't have a washing machine. They washed things by hand, you know.
Or, we had a washing machine, but it was pretty old and had a wringer thing on it.
Right, you had to wring them out. Right,
yeah.
Now you don't have to do that, you know.
You had to watch you didn't catch your fingers in the rollers.
Yeah. How about preparing a food? You know, food. You didn't have a microwave back then.
Oh, I mean,
if you did, you were rich. You know,
my mom wasn't too good at it. She, it was pretty rough. I thought.
But you know, you think about those things. We have it so easy nowadays. It doesn't, you know.
How many times I had to sit there and look at beets for 2 hours? I couldn't get down until I ate my beets. Oh, jeez.
Do you eat beets now?
Never.
No. Bill's like, no. That's bad. Give him flashbacks.
Can't even
there.
Look at them things. Ooh, them and raisins. Ooh, jeez.
I just think about how good we have it though. That's I'm grateful for that. You know, it kind of puts me in a, you know, I could be in a bad mood. I'm sitting there thinking, at least it's not 200 years ago. And
I was at Walmart last night and I saw those eclairs. I said, ooh, I got to get me some of those.
Yeah. Back in the day, you had to bake them yourself, you know, right?
Well, I didn't even know what an eclair was.
No.
But now.
Now you can have one.
Yeah, they're only a couple bucks, $2.50
yeah,
or something.
That's cheap.
Said, hey, I deserve it.
He's been a good boy. He deserves eclair. Yeah.
So I have an eclair while I listen to the ball game.
There you go.
But I don't know. Let's play. You want to play some more Abba-Dabba-Dooba?
Abba-Dabba-Doo, yeah. It's Swedish.
You
Swedish meatballs.
You got some of their tunes lined up?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, let's do it.
So Monaco, and we change your mind.
Take a chance
on the first in line. Honey, I'm still free. Take a chance on me. If you need me, let me know. Gonna be around. If you got no place to go when you're feeling down. If you're all alone, when the pretty birds have flown, honey, I'm still free. Take a chance on me. Gonna do my very best, but it ain't no lie. If you put me to the test, if you let me try, take a chance on me.
That's all I ask of you, honey.
Take a chance on me.
We can go dancing, we can go walking, as long as we're together. Listen to some music.
Sounded very familiar.
Yeah.
I think I remember that one. I don't remember much because I never listened to ABBA.
Yeah, that was a different group back then.
Yeah.
They had a lot of hits. We only graced.
It sounds like it. You know, it sounds like they'd be on the radio a lot or something.
They individually, they were amazing artists themselves and then formed a super group, basically. And then after 10 years, they're like, oh, we're divorcing. They basically... Yeah, the man and
so they each, married the guys and the girls got married and then then they got divorced 10 years later.
Yeah.
Fame and fortune will do it.
Yeah, and now I guess they're back together again. 2016, they've been performing
the band or
those four. Yeah,
huh.
Yeah. So
yeah, definitely talented and kind of neat stuff.
Yeah,
I guess maybe that's just past my age bracket or something.
Yeah,
but. I never worked with anybody quite like that.
No.
You know.
Now, you did work with a lot of groups, though, that's for sure. You know?
The closest I can think of is Laura Branigan was a lot of fun, fun person, and Gloria Estefan, something like that, Miami Sound Machine. She was a really nice person, really
talented.
Oh, yeah. She could sing, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But all the harmonies, though, they didn't have any. I thought they would, but they didn't. All the harmonies were done with the keyboard.
Oh, really?
They had an emulator. So what the hell? Where's all these voices coming from? And there was a keyboard player's doing it all.
Yeah, he sat on the soundboard.
I mean, they had about, I don't know, a dozen Cuban guys back there. Each one had a toy of some kind, you know. And they all wanted microphones. So I set up microphones for them, but I didn't plug them in. But they were happy. They just thought they had something to aim at, you know.
Right.
It was pretty crazy. Had a lot of people in their bus when it showed up. Holy cow, they just kept coming out and coming out. Wow. I thought they'd have a lot of vocals, but they didn't. They just had her and that keyboard player. Huh. So that was kind of unique. But she her style kind of reminds me of this ABBA.
Oh, really?
Yeah, a little bit. But definitely ABBA, definitely a different animal there. There's no question about it.
It's
sharp, very sharp.
Very sharp, and I had to shout out to the bassist. One of the singers is the bassist, and he just the original bassist.
Oh, you can tell he's just having fun.
It's time of his life right there, man.
Yeah.
Writing riffs like that, man, like that drives the song, in my opinion, you know? You know, that definitely brought, it had like a funkiness to it, but it was unique. It wasn't.
Well, that was back in the 80s or something.
The 70s, late 70s, yeah.
Well, that's a disco era, I guess.
It does have a disco vibe to it, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But kind of neat to hear that stuff. I guess that's old music now, classic music.
Yeah.
Classic music, that was after my time, so.
Right.
But it's still classic now, so.
I mean, how does that feel that they started 50 years ago? That's crazy.
It doesn't seem that way.
That doesn't seem that way. You know, to me, it seems like, oh, that was only 20 years ago. It's not.
They had some good recording, equipment, I guess you could say.
Oh, yeah.
Because they nailed it. They nailed it quite a bit.
I think the key to it is finding the remasters. That's because all the songs we got here are remastered, and that's, to me, the best. You get any of the old, like, Beatles, you know, Led Zeppelin, you find remastered music, and it's like, wow, that sounds amazing.
Yeah, it just gets better and better. No problem with that. So let's do a couple more tunes, and we'll come back and say goodbye.
Yeah, sounds good.
All right.
History. I played all my cards, and that's what you've done too. Nothing more to say, no more ace to play. The winner takes it all, the loser standing small beside the victory.
Lose someone dear.
does it feel the same when she calls your name? Somewhere deep inside, you must know I miss you. But what can I say? Rules must be obeyed. If it makes you feel sad, and I understand, you've come to shake my hand. I apologize if it makes you feel bad, seeing me so tense, no self-confidence. But you see, the winner takes.
The Real BS Show. Uh-huh. Something different this week, huh?
Yeah. You know, it's definitely different music, that's for sure.
Yeah, a little mix it up a little. It's not country, it's not, not bluegrass, rock. It's it's heavy duty.
Yeah.
I think we have something where they say thank you for allowing them to be so rich and famous.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, thank you for having us, you know, coming and paying us for the music to be made. Yeah,
allowing us to entertain you.
Wouldn't that be a nice, easy gig? You know, it's kind of like, what's that one group? They do Sultans of Swing and...
well, it's a lot of work. I mean, what you're seeing is a finished product, you know. So it took, you know, months.
Writing the music and...
Yeah, just...
dealing with other people.
It takes a long time to get it right, and then to get it accurate and to do it over and over and over again.
Right.
Without screwing up.
That's the hard part, yeah.
Yeah, it's not easy. But you got to have talent. There's no doubt about it.
And touring, constantly touring, that has to be exhausting and alone.
Oh, geez, yeah. We used to do small tours, you know, a week or two. Oh, terrible. Yeah.
I can't imagine how they do it. Like, you know, you hear like comedians or... you know, musicians traveling, and it's just exhausting. They're, you know, you have to keep your A game up all the time and then never be tired, you know, on stage and put on a performance because people are coming to see you.
I bumped into, totally by accident, at the Warner Theater, I bumped into George Carlin.
Oh, yeah.
And he was, like, so burnt out and just tired. And, and he talked just like a regular person. He didn't, you know, because when he's on stage, boy, he's quick. And I don't know, you know, I'm sure he's done it over and over, but, you know, he's sharp as a tack. But, you know, when I just walked by his dressing room from the balcony, there's a secret passageway where you come down and you go down to the stage, back of the stage. And his dressing room was right there, and he's just sitting in there all by himself, just had his legs crossed and just kind of thinking, I guess. I don't know. And I said something to him, and he just, hi. How you doing? No, you know, just a regular guy, you know. And I didn't pester him. I just, you know, a quick howdy and, you know, thanks for his stuff, you know. And it was quick, but just he looked burnt out. He really did.
Right.
He's all by himself, Erie, Pennsylvania, up there in the dressing room upstairs. I don't know. It was just kind of weird.
Right.
You'd think he'd have lots of people around him and everybody making a fuss and all that, and he was totally nothing.
Right.
You know, he's just waiting to get started.
In the green room, yeah.
Yeah. So let's hear them say goodbye.
Yeah.
Okay?
I'm nothing special, in fact, I'm a bit of a bore. If I tell a joke, you've probably heard it before. But I have a talent, a wonderful thing, 'cause everyone listens when I start to sing. I'm so grateful and proud. All I want is to sing it out loud. So I say thank you for the music, the songs I'm singing. Thanks for all the joy they're bringing. Who can live without it? I ask in all honesty, what would life be without a song? That's what I mean. So I say thank you for that nothing can capture a heart like a melody.
so lucky. I'm the girl with golden hair. I wanna sing it out to everybody. What a joy, what a life, what a chance.